Well, the next story takes us to the situation in Syria, where at least 25 people have died in air raids in Aleppo. Well, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that 14 children are among the dead. Now, the Britain-based observatory group said the aerial attack using explosive-laden barrels occurred over the Sukhur, Ard al-Hamra, and Hadariya districts in eastern Aleppo. The Syrian government has not commented on the incident yet. We're going to cross over to Damascus, joined by Press TV's correspondent, Mohammed Ali. Mohammed Ali, good to see you. Mohammed Ali, please fill us in on the situation. Now, we have the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights out of London saying that the Syrian government forces now have killed at least 25 people in this air raid, 14 of them being children. Tell me, what do you have on this story?
Yes, Marzia, what we have confirmed, the confirmed news that we have is that, yes, the Syrian government forces have attacked armed men who are in Al-Haydariya area in Aleppo yesterday. We know that a number of militants were killed over there because of this attack, but what we cannot independently verify its authenticity is what this observatory is saying regarding the killing of children. This is not confirmed, and we cannot independently verify this, especially that the Syrian government did not say anything about this particular issue, the killing of civilians. We have to note that we know that previously a large number of civilians have been killed in areas in Damascus and Aleppo because of mortar shells of the foreign-backed militants. We haven't heard a lot of human rights groups and observatories like this one speaking about those crimes of the insurgents, at least. Another thing we have to mention, Marzia, it doesn't make sense, according to many experts, that the government forces would attack an area and kill civilians. The reason why it doesn't make sense is that there are many areas in Damascus countryside where foreign-backed militants are heavily present, in addition to civilians, which the government does not bombard. The government can regain control of any area which the armed men are in control of in 1 hour. 1 hour of bombardment and shelling, it can gain control of over this area and eliminate everyone in it. But the Syrian government does not do so because it fears for the lives of the civilians. It cares about them. And this is why we know that the Syrian government, for example, did not attack and bombard Adra area, which is witnessing clashes right now between the Syrian government and armed men. It carries out tactical and qualitative military operations to eliminate only the armed men and not harm any of those civilians. This is why it doesn't make sense to hear that the Syrian government would attack an area, especially where there are children inside it. We have to note once again why such human rights organizations or such human rights groups did not mention also the killing and the massacres committed by the so-called FSA and Nusra Front militants in areas like Latakia, when those armed men attacked the villages over there and slaughtered civilians in August 2013. Many examples, actually, we do not hear about a lot in Western media outlets or in such observatories pro-FSA and pro.
Okay, sorry to interrupt you, but you're saying that it does not make sense. So you are saying then that there could be political motives behind this organization in making such statements. Can you give me other examples of perhaps international organizations during this almost 3 years of conflict that they have actually accused the Syrian government of committing crimes, and at the end of the day, actually, it was found out that Damascus was not involved in those crimes?
Yes, Marzia, it is not only about the massacres that they accused the Syrian government of, and then we found out that armed men committed it. It's also actually about the massacres that the armed men committed in villages and small residential gatherings in countrysides of Homs and Hama and Aleppo. Those massacres that have been committed during the past 3 years, a lot of them by the foreign-backed militants, whether FSA or Nusra Front, the fact is that human rights organizations did not mention such massacres. It's not that they only blame the Syrian government for it. Sometimes they do not even mention them because they know that the foreign-backed militants are behind them. And there are, of course, at the end of the day, political intentions and motives behind such organizations, meaning that if an organization is controlled and established by the United States, for example, of course it's going to be reporting according to what the United States government wants, or any other Western country. You know that most of the countries support the foreign-backed insurgents. We only heard a couple of times, perhaps, the Human Rights Watch speaking about massacres and human rights violations of the FSA, so-called Free Syrian Army. But we don't hear about everything they do, only a couple of things out of 10 things, perhaps, every each month. However, we know that massacres happen. Slaughterings just yesterday in Adra took place against civilians just because they are from a particular religious sect. Also, the mortar shells that are killing school children inside their schools or homes in Damascus and Aleppo, we haven't heard also a lot about them in Western media outlets or humanitarian organizations.
Thank you so much for that update out of Damascus. Press TV's correspondent, Mohammed Ali.